Hey everybody, Logan Cruz here. And welcome back to The Balanced Stoic, your daily dose of wisdom and motivation to navigate this crazy thing called life. Today, we're diving into a topic that hits us all at some point. The art of letting go. Think about it, how many times have you held onto something that was weighing you down? A grudge, an old hurt, a dream that no longer sparks joy? We get so attached to things, even the negative ones, sometimes because we fear change or think letting go means losing part of ourselves. But trust me, friends, sometimes the bravest thing we can do is release what no longer serves us. Now, I'm not talking about giving up on your goals or abandoning your loved ones. This is about recognizing what's holding you back, what's draining your energy, and making a conscious decision to move on. It's like the old saying, you can't put new wine in old bottles. Sometimes, we need to break free from the old containers, the past hurts and limiting beliefs to make space for something new and beautiful to pour in. So, how do we actually do this? How do we master the art of letting go? I've got 5 key takeaways that are going to blow your mind. Number 1. Acknowledge what you need to let go of. This is the hardest part, right? You gotta face those demons head on. What's causing you stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Is it a toxic relationship, a job that drains your soul, or maybe even an unhealthy thought pattern? Get real with yourself, no sugarcoating. Number 2. Understand why you're holding on. We often cling to things out of fear of change, fear of the unknown, or even fear of being hurt again. But here's the truth. Clinging only amplifies those fears. It keeps you trapped in a cycle of negativity. So, ask yourself, what am I truly afraid of? Number 3. Practice self-compassion. This is huge. Letting go isn't always easy. You might feel sad, angry, or even scared. That's okay. Be kind to yourself during this process. Treat yourself with the same understanding and support you would offer a close friend going through something similar. Number 4. Focus on the present moment. Dwelling on the past or worrying about the future keeps us stuck. Mindfulness is your secret weapon here. Pay attention to your breath, your senses, the beauty around you. Ground yourself in the now, and watch as those old patterns start to loosen their grip. Number 5. Celebrate your progress. Letting go is a journey, not a destination. Give yourself credit for every small step you take, every hurdle you overcome. Remember, even the smallest act of letting go can create ripples of positive change in your life. Ever felt like you were carrying around a backpack full of rocks? You know that feeling when you're dragging yourself through the day, weighed down by stress and negativity? That's what it feels like to hold onto things that no longer serve us. It drains our energy, steals our joy, and keeps us from living our fullest lives. Let me tell you a story about a friend of mine, Sarah. She was brilliant, ambitious, but stuck in a dead-end job she hated. She kept telling herself she needed to stay put because it was stable and reliable. But deep down, she felt like she was drowning. One day, after a particularly rough week, she finally decided to talk to me. She admitted she was terrified of leaving her comfort zone, but knew something had to change. We talked about her dreams, her passions, and the things that truly mattered to her. We worked through her fears together, one by one, until she realized that staying in a job that made her miserable wasn't actually serving her at all. A few months later, Sarah quit her job and took a leap of faith. She started her own business, something she'd always dreamed of doing. Now, Sarah's thriving. She wakes up every day feeling energized and excited about her work. Her story shows us that letting go doesn't have to be scary. It can actually be incredibly freeing. It's about choosing to prioritize your happiness, your well-being, and living a life that aligns with your values. So, remember, letting go is not an act of weakness, but a powerful expression of self-love and courage. The world needs your unique gifts, your talents, your light. But you can only shine brightly when you release the things holding you back. This isn't just about getting rid of stuff, it's about making space for something truly amazing to come into your life. Now go out there and start letting go. You've got this. Share your thoughts on today's episode, tag a friend who could benefit from this message, and join the conversation on social media. I can't wait to hear your stories and connect with you all. See you tomorrow for another dose of The Balanced Stoic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.